A great man does not seek applause or place. He seeks for truth. He seeks the road to happiness, and what he ascertains, he gives to others. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
I hope so as well.
I think we're less echoey.
Not so sure.
I got a little more work to do.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
We're working on it. It's a big empty room and having issues.
Yeah, I don't want to put anything on the walls unless I absolutely have to.
No.
But I have an idea and I'll work on that later this week.
Okay. So apologies if it's kind of echoey.
Again.
Was kind of hoping we could have solved that, but I think I'm not so sure. I kind of hear I hear echoiness.
Yeah, I'll see if I can take it out in post. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, hopefully a little at least, because it sounds echoey.
All right. Fine.
All right. Anyways.
We have Twitter followers this week.
All righty.
We have Culture Cracker and Scott Kaiser.
And that's it for this week.
That's it. But much appreciated this week.
Very much so. Short and sweet. I like it.
Yeah. Also, an interesting Twitter thing happened to us this week.
Okay.
We got blocked by Ken Ham.
Ken Ham.
That is correct.
And I should be devastated?
We should be. It's a badge of honor.
Sure. Okay. If you want to call it that.
It is. We got blocked by the most insane creationist art builder there is.
I'm all upset. Or I'm all a Twitter.
All a Twitter. There you go.
I'm all a Twitter.
Speaking of, what is our Twitter?
Secular Yakking.
Yeah, close enough.
At.
You got it right.
I'm getting amazed. Better. I'm not even doing my formula.
108 episodes in and you get it right.
Yay.
Anyway, I suppose we'll move on with some of the show.
One would hope.
Okay. First thing we're going to talk about is net neutrality.
Okay.
Yeah. On July 12th, 2017, websites, internet users, and online communities will come together to sound the alarm about the FCC's attack on net neutrality.
That's right. I heard of this.
Yeah. Right now, new FCC chairman and former Verizon lawyer, Ajit Pai.
Yeah, you go for that.
Has a plan to destroy net neutrality and give big cable companies immense control over what we see and do online.
Mm.
If they get their way, the FCC will give companies like Comcast, Verizon, AT&T control over what we can see and do on the internet.
It's just the beginning.
With the power to slow down or block websites and charge apps and sites extra fees to reach an audience.
It's the beginning.
It is.
Yes.
If we lose net neutrality, we could soon face an internet where some of your favorite websites are forced into slow lane online.
Yeah, it's they start doing that. It's the beginning of the end.
Yeah. A deep pocket of companies who can afford expensive new prioritization fees will have special fast lane access to internet users.
You know, that's always the way. If you pay more, you can do anything you want. You buy the presidency if you want.
Someone already did.
Yeah, money talks.
Yeah. But on July 12th, the internet will come together to stop them. Websites, internet users, and online communities will stand tall and sound the alarm about the FCC's attack on net neutrality. The Battle for the Net campaign will provide tools for everyone to make it super easy for your friends, family, and followers to take action. From the SOPA blackout to the internet slowdown, we've shown time and again that when the internet comes together, we can stop censorship and corruption. Now we have to do it again.
Now, how do you go about doing this exactly?
So you can go to battleforthenet.com/July12.
Okay.
So what we're doing as far as the show is we're putting up a pop-up on our homepage.
Okay.
That will act like it's slowing down our homepage.
Oh, okay.
Right. And you can either, you know, sign up to do the Battle for the Net or you can click through and get right to the page. It's just, it doesn't actually slow down our page.
Uh-huh.
But it's one of the things that shows what it would be like.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If, you know, because I can't afford it.
If this comes to pass. Right. Right. Yeah.
Because we can't afford it. So you'd end up with a slow connection to our site.
I get very irritated when it's freaking internet is slow.
Now, imagine if your favorite non-rich website couldn't afford prioritization, right?
Yeah.
And then what
back
would you
to
do?
Dial up.
I mean, what would nonprofits do?
Not much. That's the point. They're nonprofit.
Right. They can't. Most of them wouldn't be able to afford prioritization and get fast lane access.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, you can buy your way to the top.
Right. You buy your users.
Yeah. That's exactly.
And people will go to the faster sites.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Anyway, we support net neutrality.
Yes.
You know, equal access to the internet for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as much as possible.
Right. And?
And, well, I got ands. I got ands.
You have ends?
I have ands.
Ands.
Trump supporters and the Declaration of Independence.
Wow, this will be fun. I know this one.
You know this one.
Yes.
To echo its 29-year on-air tradition, Public Radio Network, NPR, main Twitter account tweeted out the Declaration of Independence line by line.
Right.
Yeah. There are 113 consecutive posts in roughly 140 characters each. The text was treasured founding document of the United States from its soaring opening to its searing indictments of King George III's absolute tyranny to its very last signature. The whole thing.
Right. And NPR has been doing this for 30 flipping years. Okay. Well, now, the Twitter thing is new, of course.
Right.
New technology.
But
they have been doing it on air for 30 years.
Right.
So it's not like this is something new.
I agree. And you would think that this was the greatest thing to happen on Twitter.
Mm.
But you'd be wrong.
I'll say you would have, you know, because they're going with the times and getting with the new things and putting it on Twitter, yada, yada. But nope.
Plenty of Twitter users reacted angrily to the thread, accusing NPR of spamming them or trying to push a liberal agenda.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Here's one tweeter, Darren, says, seriously, this is the dumbest idea I've ever seen on Twitter. Literally, no one is going to read 5,000 tweets about this trash.
Really? 5,000 tweets? That's pretty stupid.
Yeah, well, either way, it was just, I could see if you're sitting there and trying to enjoy yourself and you follow NPR, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your Twitter just keeps going on and on and on and on. I get that. That's frustrating, right?
Uh-huh.
But it's only 113 tweets.
I was going to say, that's kind of
if you're getting notifications from NPR, you'd think you'd be a bit smarter than that.
Well, you would think, hey, what's up? Something important must be going on or something.
but the angry replies increased when the tweets reached the portion of Declaration of Independence that outlined all the ways Britain's George III had wronged the colonies.
Yeah, I had heard that people were just like going nuts and saying that they're picking on Trump and this was all geared towards bashing Trump and this. I'm like, really, people?
So these are a couple of the things that are actually in the Declaration of Independence, in case you don't know.
Uh-huh.
He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. And a prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be ruler of a free people. No, I don't know. That kind of defines Trump.
Well, I find it funny that this is how they took it, though.
And
they took it straight to Trump without
NPR
putting it towards Trump.
Right. So, obviously, we as on the left side, we'll see Trump in this, right? But, like, you're right. The right side also saw Trump in this.
Right. And that's what I mean. They obviously know if they took it there themselves without anyone pushing it towards them, they just took it to themselves automatically, means they know what they're going along with and they're ignoring that fact.
Right.
And then when you call them out on the facts, they get all pissy about it.
Yeah. In fact, one said, so NPR is calling for a revolution. Interesting way to condone the violence while trying to sound patriotic. Your implications are clear.
There was one I read that they said that, you know, he was bitching about it and then later found out that it was the Declaration.
That's the guy I just talked about.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he said he wasn't going to take his off. He was going to leave it, but leave it with the apology, whereas most people just took it off.
Yep. A lot of people deleted their replies.
Right. He stood up to the fact that he was wrong. And, you know, I really give kudos for that.
Yeah.
To not just delete it because, you know, you were misinformed and being a dumbass, but hold up to it, you know?
I mean, there comes a point where you're reading it and you're like, huh, that sounds really familiar. Or at least it should.
Right, or at least look into the rest of it.
I mean, that's not even modern English words.
That's a good
problem.
Point.
I mean, this is 18th century? Mm-hmm. 18th century English? Mm-hmm. No. If you can't discern that, then you're not exactly, you know, up on your English.
I just, you know, it's pretty sad that everybody just jumps to conclusions before they investigate anything. Or not just, research. Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I agree.
Just find out what you're bitching about wholeheartedly before you bitch about part of it.
Right.
Because if you don't know the whole picture, then you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, I know.
Look it up, then bitch about it if that's what you want to do.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got something else.
All right.
We're Trump in the polls.
It's Trump, 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 Trump.
Yeah, I know. We haven't had a Trump show in a while.
No, we haven't, but we kind of try to avoid it, but it's really hard to do.
Well, I found some good stuff this week.
Okay.
So what's the first word that comes to mind when you think of Donald Trump?
Oh, I can think of several.
Well, that's the open-ended question a Quinnipiac poll asked Americans recently. Can you guess the number one answer?
Dumbass is mine.
Idiot.
Well, actually, I've got several, so I don't have a one time.
Idiot.
Idiot?
Idiot.
Oh, there's a good one. He's a moron.
The top five answers were idiot, incompetent, liar, leader, and unqualified.
Moron.
Of the 50 answers listed, only 9 were positive.
Well, that says a lot.
Yeah, this is part of a larger poll conducted earlier this year, which also had 61% saying Trump is not honest.
No.
56% saying he's not a good leader.
Nope.
59% saying he doesn't care about the American people.
Hell no.
And he has recently gained a 60% disapproval rating.
Yeah, his approval's going farther and farther down.
Yeah, all of that within his first 6 months.
Right, and it's been steadily declining more and more on his own side, as well as obviously, you know, the opposing side. But he's an ass. I'm sorry. He's just an ass. And he most certainly does not, you know, care about the people. And I knew that when he was campaigning. Trump has always, if you look at Trump from decades ago, he has always been about him and himself. That's all he cares about. What is it in it for him? What can he get out of it? That's his driving force. That's the only thing he understands.
Oh, I agree.
And then when he says it out to you and tries to explain it, it's in some fifth grade lingo.
Yeah. Yeah. He has the best words.
Yeah. Mine's not so hot right now either. So I can't talk.
Those are the best words about him. Just to compare, the quickest president to hit 60% before was George H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
Took him 1,209 days.
Wow.
That's roughly 8 times faster.
And he's our president.
He's the best.
Go figure. I don't understand this.
He's the best, the fastest, and the quickest.
I still will never forget the first time I heard that Trump was seriously running for office, that he was running for office, period. I literally thought it was a joke. I honestly thought someone was kidding. And then during the whole campaign, I'm like, could you imagine if he really gets to be president? And then, son of a bitch, here we are.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, are you kidding?
So how about another poll?
You're all about polls today, huh?
I'm all polly.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut on that.
70% of Americans say the level of civility in Washington has declined since Donald Trump was elected fascist in chief.
Sorry. Oh, it most certainly has.
I added that last part in. This is according to
NPR. Fascist in chief.
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't say that. Not out loud.
Yeah, you can't put that in a quote, you know.
Oh, I can.
No.
Yes, I can. It's my quote.
Well, your quote, yes, but not a quote.
And that's according to NPR PBS poll.
The percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely think civility has gone out the window.
Yeah. More than 8 in 10 Democrats say civility of discourse has gotten worse since Trump's election, and 65% of Republicans say civility between their party and the Democrats has declined during the same period. And 70% of independents have the same view.
Correct. I mean, crime has gone up exponentially everywhere. And yes, crime's always been bad, don't get me wrong. But it just seems that people are just not
just crimes, hate crime.
Well, yeah, not so much crimes itself, but physical crime.
Yeah, that's one. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of physical crime going up. It's like they just react and don't think first. There used to be this little thing that went off in your head that says, maybe I shouldn't do that.
I think you meant assaults, not necessarily crime.
Yeah, I think that's more.
Because it's different.
No, I agree. You're right.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Assaults, exactly.
We saw a now elected
Congressman
assault a a reporter.
There's been a couple of those, actually. That's not just the only one. So, but even just on your everyday out and about kind of thing, there's been more road rage than there's ever been.
That's true.
People are just reacting instead of having that little voice in your head that says, you know, normally you think this thought, but you know better than to act on it because you know the difference between right and wrong. But now it's like, I'm just going to react on it. I'm not even going to think about it. So they ignore the right and wrong aspect. They just do it.
Well, what do you expect when you've got Trump who tweeted out a 20-second video of a past WWE broadcast, right? Where he's attacking CNN.
Right. And he's the one that tweeted that out. He
retweeted it.
Well, you know what I mean. He put it out there, though.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not like somebody did it for him saying it about him. He did it himself. But not only that, it's, you know, look what he says about, you know, how you should treat women. Just grab them. And, you know, that's okay, too. It's just he just reacts and doesn't think. And then people who are not exactly mentally the best go out and do these because they see here is this big authority figure who does and says whatever the hell he wants. Right or wrong, doesn't matter. And I think a lot of people are doing that exact thing. It's like, you know, I'm just going to do it. You know, I don't even think they're saying I'm just going to do it. They're just, they're skipping the, is this right or wrong thing to do factor.
Right.
They're just bypassing that without even thinking. Hence a lot of the road rage and the assaults and everything else.
Yeah. Well, we also have an issue with trust in the White House.
Oh, yeah.
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 60% of Americans said they either don't have very much trust or any trust in the Trump administration at all.
No, it's a circus.
Yeah. And 69% of Democrats say they don't trust the White House any. You know, I mean, I don't trust much coming out of the White House.
Mm-mm.
I mean, Sean Spicer's obviously lying through his teeth most of the time.
He's been caught several times doing so.
In the same sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And the new lady, what Huckabee, she's no better.
The circus is like the only thing I can think of it. There's all these different acts going around at the same time and nobody knows what the hell's going on and no one's telling the truth of anything that's happening. They're just making this crap up as they go.
Well, even Republicans are showing a lack of trust. 37% say they trust the administration. 37%.
That's pretty sad of their own party.
Yeah.
I mean, so I guess my thought that constantly keeps running, I mean, I know we're like over 3 years away, but the next presidential election, I'm very curious to see how that would go. I mean, where do you go from here? Do we continue the stupidity? Do we fight hard to make sure this doesn't happen again? I mean, how does that work?
I don't know.
I mean, technically right now, it could go either way. It could. That's the sad part.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just kind of mind-boggling.
Good evening. Don't be startled, children. I will be filling in as storytime counselor. So sit back, get comfortable. My story begins on a night just like this one.
I really like that intro.
Well, for the first time, Toyota has tested in-home robots in the U.S.
Yes, very cool story, by the way.
Yeah, the automaker, which has a growing interest in robotics and home mobility, spent 3 days testing with a paralyzed Army Ranger recently. Robot would bring Romy Carmargo water and snacks and open up his front door for him.
Right, because he's a quadriplegic. Correct?
He was shot in the neck in Afghanistan.
Right, and I've read this article and it makes it, you know, hard if he's coming home and if someone's not there to open the door for him.
Right.
He's had that issue happen before and whatnot, and water is a big thing. He has to drink, I forget how many things
it's
of water.
Like a gallon and a half, if I read
it
right.
Yeah, something to do with his kidneys,
Kidneys.
Yeah, because he has to keep them flushed or something.
Right.
But I saw the story. I thought that was really cool. And I saw the pictures of it and everything, and it reminds me so much of we're like a step away from iRobot. We're like at the beginnings where everyone has a robot in their home helping them do things.
And we know how that turned out.
Well, not all movies are real.
That one seems pretty close.
You never know.
Anyway, to retrieve his water, Toyota put a QR code on the bottle so the robot could easily identify it. The interior of Carmigo's home was mapped so the robot could navigate safely. He also relies on sensors on its head to see where it's going, and it has a large arm to grasp objects.
Right.
And it has facial recognition so it knows to open the door for him and not other people.
Correct. And I know it was having a few issues with a couple of things, but they said that they're working to improve it. And they're also working on adding a few things that he'll be capable of being. I say he like it's already iRobot.
I know.
But it, whatever. Maybe it doesn't want to be called it.
Gender pronouns are important.
Yeah, maybe it genderly wants to be called something else.
Okay, whatever.
Anyways, I'm going to stick with he.
He?
He's, he was having some issues with...
Drinking.
Was that what it...
It was drinking. It has trouble getting the right tilt and everything together. Oh, is that
what it was? Okay, yeah. But I was thinking, you know, they perfect this and... This is going to be far more better than having, you know, your seeing eye dog with you. You can have something that literally it will be extremely helpful because it'll be there for you 24/7, especially with someone that has like quadriplegic problems and whatnot. And you don't have to rely on a human who needs sleep or needs to change out the person because they can only work so many hours, you know, yada, yada.
Right.
So I see it actually as a really good thing. iRobot or not.
I hope so. I mean, it'd be kind of cool having a robot in the house.
Oh, I know. I could use the help. Truly.
You're not talking to somebody else around here. Right? You know, this is me. You remember me? George Bailey.
Well, this isn't exactly a Bailey Award, but I'm going to call it one anyway.
It's a good deed.
It is. It's a better than a good deed. It's an awesome thing.
Okay, so Bailey's always awesome. So
yes,
we can do
the
that.
Just Want Privacy campaign was a no-show to the Washington Secretary of State office for the Friday Dern deadline. That was rough.
You cannot talk. What is up with you?
To turn over at least 260,000 valid petition signatures to place Initiative 1552 on the November ballot.
Wow, you made it through the paragraph.
I did. Whew. That was amazing. Anyway, this is a huge victory.
Yes, it is. It kind of got scary there for a little bit.
It did, because they're within 20,000.
Right, and the fact that they brought it as far as they did this time, whereas the previous time, they've done this a few times, but the previous time it kind of just died right off the bat.
This is the second time, and last year they got, I want to say like 170,000 signatures,
mm-hmm.
right? This year they got a lot closer, which makes me worry about next year.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The fact that they're getting closer and closer means they're going to keep trying.
We should probably describe what 1552
is. Oh, yeah,
is
that would help, huh?
So 1552 is the anti-transgender bathroom bill.
Yeah, that really would help them understand what the hell we're talking about.
So what it would do is repeal civil rights legislation here in Washington that protects transgenders and gays, really.
Yes. And what's weird is, you know, you always think the Western Washington is so liberal and blah, blah, blah.
But we have a whole other part of the state that's not.
Well, not only that, there's actually a lot of places that aren't even here. You're looking more in the hearts of the city area that tends to be a little more like that. But even so, I've noticed a little bit of slippage.
Right.
I mean, truly, there really has been. But, was worried this was actually going to pass this time.
Yeah, I've been banned from anything Just Want Privacy related. Their Twitter account, their Facebook account.
Their title is crap, by the way.
Yeah, that's...
Just Want Privacy, my ass.
No, they don't. They want to discriminate. You know, I went to their website and I read their stories and they're all BS. They're ridiculous.
And what I can't stand is when they approach you, because we have three daughters with us, do you want to keep your daughters safe in the bathroom or whatever they say?
That was last year. They did say it
every time I have ever seen them.
I did not.
Yeah, the last time you behaved yourself a lot better than you had the time before.
I've done it twice. Thank you.
But either way, the fact that they use them as an excuse, it's such crap.
Yeah, so here's what, let's see, what's it say?
Stay on track.
I'm trying.
You're sucking.
I-1552 would have required schools to segregate restrooms, locker rooms, and changing areas by gender, making separate accommodations for transgender students.
Locker rooms.
Failure to do so would have included a $5,000 penalty for every violation. So if there was a transgender in the wrong bathroom...
So
it would have been a $5,000 fine.
Would this also go for schools?
Yeah, this is what it's
designed
for. Because
I actually know several transgender kids that are at the current school, and that's crap.
Yeah.
It's crap for anyone. I mean, what is their damn issue with the freaking bathrooms? Come on.
Right.
Because technically, if you look at any documentation of things that have gone bad in a bathroom, it's never involving transgender.
Well, here's the thing. They say, well, we don't want men going in the women's bathroom taking pictures. Well, guess what? That's already illegal.
They can't go in the women's bathroom
anyways.
That's
already illegal.
What's the freaking problem?
It's already illegal to be a peeping Tom in a bathroom. It's already illegal to assault people in a bathroom. It's already illegal to do all these things they're saying we don't want.
You don't even have to be a man going in a woman's bathroom taking pictures. You can't be a woman in a woman's bathroom taking pictures.
Exactly.
You
it's already illegal. You don't need an extra initiative with discriminatory language.
They're just using it as an excuse.
They are. And that's all their stories are. They're like, you don't want someone taking pictures. No, I don't. But that's already illegal.
I wouldn't want the woman next to me taking pictures either.
Exactly.
Or looking under the door. They don't even have to take pictures.
Right. And that's already illegal. You don't need another law.
Yeah, the same thing for men's room. And I got news for you. I'm still going to stick with my story that the majority of the time, it's men and little boys in the men's bathroom. Not so much always in the women's bathroom that these issues tend to happen.
That is correct.
So get off this train.
Well, and it's priests and children.
Well, that's
where's
another
that
thing.
Law?
But
where,
still.
Where's the law?
It's not just priests and children. It is regular people as well. But the thing is men, I could be wrong. I mean, I probably get a lot of people yelling at me, but men have more physical, what's the word I'm looking
drive.
For? Yes, thank you. That's a good word. It's not where I was going, but yeah. And so if you're mentally not stable, you're not going to control that drive as well. So you are going to start going towards little boys. You don't have to be a priest to do this.
No, but it helps.
And men have such a strong drive and whatnot that they're more likely to act on that kind of thing in a men's bathroom, whereas that's why that kind of stuff doesn't happen very often in a women's bathroom.
So what they don't understand about pedophilia, it's not about sex, it's about control.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they completely miss about pedophilia.
The control sets off their sexual triggers.
Right. That's part of
it. It's the control that makes it sexual.
Right. But then generally, pedophiles don't care what the sex of the child is.
It can also be a sexual thing, because a child is an easy target.
Right, but it's about control of target.
No, I get that. I totally get it.
Yeah. Anyway, Casey Triller Haver, communications director for Just Want Privacy, said, "We exceeded last year's total by over 20,000 signatures, and we know that so many people throughout the state will be willing to sign if given the chance. But the truth is, we simply couldn't reach them in time. Their excuse is they didn't have enough money."
No, their excuse is they couldn't get enough signatures.
Right. Because they had just as much time. It's not a good initiative.
It's discriminating.
It openly discriminates. And I don't get why they don't see this.
I don't understand why people need to discriminate against someone else for any freaking reason. I just don't.
I have this idea here that this is almost entirely religiously based. Almost entirely, which is why I talk about it.
More than likely, because that's where all the phobia seems to come
from. Discrimination
anyways.
Like this is almost entirely religiously based.
I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand. If you're highly religious, you're usually against gay. Anything. Anything that's not a heterosexual relationship in any form.
Anything that's not
or
a product
that's
of
not
God.
Considered normal.
Right.
Quote unquote.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's more of what it is. Not even the heterosexual thing. It's just the normal crap.
Right. So that's good for Washington. Not only did a bill not make it through the legislation, which is exactly the same thing, but there's no ballot initiative either.
Now, only certain states do the initiative to pass things through.
That is correct.
So what about the states that it does go through? And how often is that?
Well, that's also another issue because a lot of other states don't have the protections
that
we have.
That's what I was thinking.
So they're already in the situation that these people want to put Washington into.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. Basically, their I-1552 is intact, right?
Right. And
they already
have.
You fight that with information. You fight that by getting just non-discrimination wording in the states.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you bring in gender identities as part of your civil rights.
Oh, okay, to protect.
Right, there's a lot of states that don't have homosexuality as a civil right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's one stepping point right there. Being transgender is new.
Right. No. Yes.
Right. We're nowhere near getting acceptance for that.
Right.
I mean, we got to get homosexuality accepted first.
Well, how do you go about getting that? I mean, if you're in a state where you already have that kind of set in place, how are you even supposed to?
You have to lobby your legislatures.
Just bug that's the only the way to
do
it.
Just bug the hell out of them.
Yeah,
I do it.
Yeah, because
but normally my legislators, with the exception of a couple state level on my side of my
area,
generally agree with us. Oh. Generally agree with us, right?
They're
more on the left side, but our state representative is a diehard Republican, conservative Christian. Yeah, he gets crap from me all the time.
Yeah.
So.
All right. God, it's going to be a never-ending battle, isn't it?
It is. Just like, well, hell, we're still working on African-American rights.
That is insane, by the way.
So,
yeah. What year is this?
I don't know. It's way past time.
Seriously.
Anyway, I think that's all the yakking I'm going to have for you.
Oh, I'm good. I need a drink.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!